You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today by noting the passage of time. We are a week, give or take, into the protests over George Floyd's killing. A week of almost entirely peaceful but occasionally destructive protests and the ramifications of those attacks on businesses is now, a week in, becoming clear. Some neighborhoods, often the most vulnerable, have been left with few, if any, functioning grocery stores and pharmacies and the like. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
There's a six-mile-long commercial corridor in South Minneapolis called Lake Street, and it has been just destroyed. Zoana Martinez works for the Lake Street Council, a business association.
We no longer have pharmacies in our community. Our medical clinics also have been set ablaze. Our largest grocery stores are also gone. Right now, our community, we live in a food desert, which happened overnight.
In Minneapolis and St. Paul, hundreds of businesses have been damaged or burnt to the ground. The same has happened in cities around the country. Bea Ryder is interim executive director of NKCDC, a neighborhood group in Philadelphia.
Pretty much half of a city block completely burned down Sunday night.
Pharmacies, bodegas, clothing stores, check cashing spots, all gone. And these losses hurt certain groups more than others.
Low-income families who are underbanked, so if they rely on check cashing businesses, they're definitely feeling a pinch.
Also, people who don't have cars to drive to an intact store in the suburbs, and seniors who may have trouble getting around and who are more likely to need prescriptions filled.
This is all in the background as the pandemic is still very much with us, and some businesses, right, had curtailed certain degrees of operation because of that.
That's Tabitha Montgomery, executive director of the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association in Minneapolis. Community groups and churches are trying to fill the gap with donated supplies, but that's a short-term fix. And Montgomery says she thinks the neighborhood will bear the scars of this moment for decades, even after the stores are rebuilt. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
A very quick primer now on another second-order effect going on in this economy, the hit that state budgets are taking because of the pandemic. Marketplace's Andy Euler holds forth from Austin, Texas.
Texas collected a whopping 13% less in sales taxes last month than it did in May of 2019.
Look, revenues are way down. There's no question about it.
Michael Granoff is an accounting professor at the University of Texas at Austin.
Well, they have to cut somewhere. Well, what do they spend their money on?
Well, public education, for one thing. It's the state's biggest expense. Cal Gilson teaches political science at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He says Texas is already near the bottom in per capita spending on education. Cuts will bring long-lasting economic pain.
Everybody understands that education is preparation for the workforce. So Texas is truly between a rock and a hard place, and it's likely worse than that, but on the radio, we can't be too descriptive.
Gilson says Texas will also have to reduce healthcare spending, another big budget item, and things like highway maintenance will be delayed too.
So we are going to cut the balance and then hope that we can replace those revenues in the coming years without doing irreparable damage.
Texas is one of seven states without an income tax, which means it relies on sales taxes more than, say, California or New York. But Michael Leachman at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says right now all states are in the same boat.
You pray that the federal government's going to step up to the plate and provide some relief soon. You can also draw on your reserves. Besides those things, you don't have good options.
He says the federal government has tried to help state and local governments as part of the different COVID-19 relief packages, but most are going to need a lot more cash before revenue collection picks back up again. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.